my own room at Mom's house, too. My dad doesn't. His stuff's in the garage. You know I play Vampire Hunter because I just got it.
No, sorry.
You gotta chop off their heads, otherwise they'll keep coming at you.
Do you know where your uncle keeps the paper towels?
I think there's some up there.
She stretches, exposing her tight butt.
Whoa.
Alan enters and clocks her tattooed and thonged posterior.
Whoa.
Hi, you must be Alan. I'm Cindy.
Hi. Jake, it's time to get dressed.
Wait a minute. Can you get me a bowl from that top shelf?
Let's go.
Charlie emerges.
What happened to breakfast is the most important meal of the day.
Just go get dressed. Charlie, there is a half-naked woman in our kitchen.
Which half?
Charlie strolls into the kitchen.
Hey, Cindy.
Hey, Charlie. How you doing?
Not bad. How about yourself?
Pretty good. Thanks again. I'll see you soon.
Anytime.
Bye.
Now dressed, Cindy leaves carrying a backpack.
How you doing? Thanks again. Charlie, casual sex is one thing, but this is just lazy.
What are you talking about? I didn't have sex with her. She just surfs out on the point, uses my shower, and goes to work.
So you're not sleeping with her?
Jeez, Alan, I don't sleep with every buff surfer chick that uses my shower. What kind of guy do you think I am?
I think you're the luckiest to walk the face of the earth, but that's not my point. I don't want women flashing their butt tattoos at my son.
Cindy has a tattoo?
Yes, a butterfly.
Huh. Right cheek or left? Oh, wait, don't tell me. I want to be surprised.
So you're not sleeping with her, but you want to?
Well, yeah. What kind of guy do you think I am?
Charlie, when I moved in here, I said that it was vital that we create a wholesome atmosphere for Jake, and you said I understand.
Alan, there's something you should know about me. When I say I understand, it doesn't mean I agree. It doesn't mean I understand. It doesn't even mean I'm listening.
Then why do you say it?
It seems to make people happy, and that's what I'm all about.
Well, that's very altruistic, but I would prefer if you'd just be straight with me.
Fine.
All I'm asking is that you keep in mind that we have an impressionable 10-year-old boy living here.
I understand.
Thank you.
Charlie goes upstairs. Alan turns to walk away, then stops and scowls. 2 1/2 Men, created by Chuck Lorre and Lee Aronson. Charlie plays the piano. Cindy enters, drying her hair.
That sounds nice.
Thanks.
So where are Jake and Alan today?
Jake's at school and Alan's at work. It's just you and me.
Well, tell them I said hi. Thanks again for the shower.
You bet. You look really nice.
Thank you. Bye.
Yeah, I got work to do.
Rose is at the French windows.
Oh, Charlie. Seeing you strike out like that just makes me love you more.
He lets her in.
Rose, you've got to get a hobby.
Oh, I've got a hobby.
I thought we agreed we were just friends.
We are. We're friends who slept together once, and then one friend never called the other friend. But luckily, the other friend forgave him.
She walks past him.
Where are you going?
To make my friend a grilled cheese sandwich.
Rose, I don't want a grilled cheese sandwich.
Would you prefer a quesadilla?
That sounds nice. But then you have to leave.
Charlie strolls over to the front door and opens it.
Hey, Judith. Alan's at work.
I know where Alan is. I came to talk to you.
Me? But you don't like me.
I don't.
Judith strides into the house.
I like you.
Jake's fourth grade class was given a simple assignment. Draw something interesting you see around the house. One child drew a record player. Another drew a parrot. My son drew this.
She reaches in her bag and retrieves a child's drawing of
a woman's behind with a butterfly tattoo.
On the right cheek. I'll have to just act surprised.
I asked him where he saw this. He said in Uncle Charlie's kitchen.
Boy, you gotta admit, it beats the hell out of a parrot.
Charlie, I am not in the mood.
Hold that thought.
I got it. Hello? Are you in for your mother?
Torn, he looks at Judith, then back at Rose.
Charlie's in a meeting right now. But you can talk to me. Heck, I feel like we're practically related.
Rose leaves the room.
Is that the girl in the picture?
Rose? No, she doesn't have a tattoo on her butt. I'm guessing.
Look, I don't care what you do in your private time, but when my son is here, I expect you to clean up your act.
I understand.
I don't like coming over here and being the bad guy, but I have to protect my son.
I understand.
It's hard enough going through this transition all by myself. Alan, at least as you, I have no one except my parents, and they're completely toxic.
I understand.
Do you?
I think I do.
Thank you. That means a lot to me. I mean, I've always been the good daughter or the good wife. And you know what? Outside of those relationships, I don't know who I am. Am I gay? Am I straight? Who the hell knows? I'm scared about this, Charlie, and I'm totally alone.
Well, you know what? I understand.
He gently touches her shoulder. She looks up, close to tears, putting her hands together in a prayer-like gesture.
Thank you for listening.
Hey.
I'm so sorry to take up your time with all of this.
Hey. I understand.
Charlie follows her to the door.
Thank you, Charlie.
You're welcome.
She leaves.
There's 5 minutes of my life I'll never get back.
Don't, Philip. Your mom's taking us out for lunch.
She hands him a plate. He purses his lips and sighs resignedly. Later, he enters through the kitchen door as Alan washes up.
Hey, where have you been?
I just had lunch with my mother and my stalker.
He grabs a beer.
They spent the afternoon eating off each other's plates and discussing my fear of intimacy.
You do have that, you know. Well, anyway, look, can we talk about this picture Jake drew?
What's to talk about? He's a boy. He saw a woman's ass. He liked it. Thank your lucky stars it wasn't the cable guy's ass and move on.
Jake enters.
Hey, Dad, where's CanCon?
He's holding a magazine. Alan frowns at him.
Cancun?
No, spelled CanCon.
It's in Mexico, why?
We should go there for Christmas instead of Aunt Betty's.
What are you reading?
Sports Illustrated, but there's mostly ladies in bathing suits.
Jake, come back here. Are you happy?
I have my moments, but they're becoming further apart.
Charlie swigs his beer.
Jake, sit down.
Am I in trouble?
No, it's perfectly natural for you to be interested in women's bodies.
Great, I'll be in my room.
Wait, no, come back. Let's talk a minute here. I don't mind you looking at these pictures, but it's important that you know what they mean.
Ooh.
Alan glares at Charlie.
I'd like to know that too, Alan.
Okay, first of all, real women don't look like this. These pictures have been retouched and airbrushed so that the women look like they're perfect, but they're really not.
Excuse me, but I met that one and she was perfect.
What I'm trying to explain to Jake is that this is not what regular women look like.
Then why don't they use regular women?
Because the only way regular women can sell magazines is door to door.
Agitated, Alan tenses up, waving a hand as he conjures his response.
My point is that these women are three-dimensional human beings. They're not just sex objects.
Which explains why this one's on all fours in the surf.
Are you quite done?
No, I think you're being very unfair. These women worked very hard, ate very little, and spent a lot of money to become sex objects.
Charlie points at the magazine.
Those breasts alone cost $10,000.
You can buy these?
Thank you, Charlie. Some women choose to make their breasts larger with what's called surgical implants.
Why?
Oh, well, they think bigger is better.
I can see that.
Alan snatches the magazine away.
What really matters, Jake, is what's inside a person. See, that's the lesson here. Do you get what I'm saying?
I think so.
You sure? There's nothing to be embarrassed about. I mean, do you have any questions?
Just one.
Fire away.
Have a magazine back.
Alan throws the magazine down on the table. Jake grabs it and leaves the room.
Congratulations, Alan. You've managed to take the fun out of boobs.
Charlie takes a seat at the table.
Hello? Oh, hi, Judith. Yeah, I'm so glad you called. I just...
What? Alan takes the phone away from his ear.
She wants to talk to you. Why does my wife want to talk to you?
I don't know.
Into the phone.
Hey, Judith. What's up? Uh-huh. I understand.
What do you understand?
Not a thing.
He raises the phone back to his ear.
I understand. What's she saying? Hang on, Judith. That's my other line. She's upset because her parents want to take Jake to SeaWorld. And she feels like this is crossing a boundary since they've been so unsupportive recently. And she's not sure if her anger is misplaced.
Since when are you her new best friend?
I don't know. Something's gone horribly wrong.
Reluctantly, he speaks into the receiver.
Sorry, you were saying? I understand.
Cindy writes on Jake's picture.
You're the coolest, love, Cindy? Are you sure your nephew's gonna like this?
Who says it's for my nephew?
You're really cute.
Good. Charlie grins at her.
I'm sorry, there's no waves.
Yeah, I don't know how I'm gonna get my exercise today.
Charlie presses his lips together.
It's a puzzler.
Charlie stands up.
Why don't you open up another bottle of wine and we'll figure something out.
Okay.
Charlie gets up off the couch and goes to answer the door.
I'm sorry to just drop by, but I had to talk to somebody. I just left Jake with my parents so they could take him to San Diego, and I got in this terrible argument with my father. He thinks it's my fault that Alan and I are breaking up, and he knows exactly how to push my buttons. The question is, why do I need his approval? Why do I need approval from any man?
Judith stares at him expectantly.
I understand.
Charlie, how could you possibly understand?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize you had company.
No, we were just hanging out. I'm Cindy.
Oh, hi, Judith.
Hi. You know, I've spent the better part of my life trying to win my father's approval.
Oh, you too, huh?
Yeah, I almost married a guy just because my father liked him.
I married a guy just like my father.
Oh, disaster, right?
Mm, it's his brother.
Oh, I met him. He's pretty tightly wound. Do you want some wine?
I want a lot of wine.
Yeah. Funny about relationships and men. You just wonder all the time.
Always.
The girls disappear onto the patio outside.
I do not understand.
Men. Alan steps out onto the beach-facing patio carrying a mug and a morning paper. He takes a breath of fresh air and goes to sip his drink. He freezes as a hand carrying a frisbee plonks itself down on the railing in front of him and the figure clambers over into his yard. It's Rose.
Morning, neighbor.
Charlie's not up yet, Rose.
Oh, Alan. Don't you think I know that? I brought a frisbee for your son. It's a glow-in-the-dark pro model.
There are teeth marks in it.
They're not mine.
She looks away, stifling a smile.
Actually, Jake's in San Diego with his mom's parents.
Boy, that hardly seems fair. Evelyn never gets any quality time with him.
Evelyn?
Your mom?
I know her name.
But do you know how much she loves you and would appreciate a call once in a while?
Cindy, with her surfboard.
Hi, Alan. Shower open?
Yeah, help yourself.
Hi, Alan.
Judith also has a surfboard.
Judith, what are you doing here?
Cindy's teaching me to surf. She says I'm a natural.
But she's got the upper body strength for it.
Nothing like yours.
Well, you will. You've got to build up your lats.
Judith feels them.
Wow, they're so firm.
Come on, I'll show you some exercises before you hit the shower.
Alan is stunned.
So when's Charlie getting up?
In about 9 seconds.
Wake up, wake up, wake up!
Alan rouses Charlie.
What? I was having a great dream.
Your girlfriend and my wife surfing, showering, rubber suits.
Okay, this might be better.
Charlie sits up in bed.
Charlie, you've got to do something.
You're right.
Charlie gets out of bed and saunters into his ensuite bathroom. Through the door...
Charlie, what are you going to do?
What do you think? I just woke up.
Come on. They could be lathering each other up right now.
Well, you're not helping this go any faster.
I can't believe this is going on under my own roof. Well, under your roof. God knows what's going on under my roof.
You know, there is good news here.
Oh, really? What's that?
Now we know why I never got anywhere with Cindy.
Hello? Me?
Okay, listen. What do we really know here? Your wife has taken up surfing. We're good so far, right?
Uh-huh.
She made a new friend. Still good?
Yeah, I guess.
Do we know for a fact that they're showering together?
No.
Okay, so what do we know for sure about Cindy and Judith?
Cindy's not interested in you, and Judith thinks she's gay.
Charlie stares back blankly.
Huh.
He arches an eyebrow.
Well, there you go.
Arms crossed, Alan watches Charlie leave at the kitchen table.
And I got to see penguins and a manta ray, and I got to pet a shark, and the coolest thing was the whales. They splashed everybody. You could see right through this one lady's shirt. And I think maybe she had plants.
Alan screws up his face.
Implants.
Alan glares at Charlie, who shrugs.
Yeah, implants. Ask Grandma if she had them, and Grandpa said, I wish. And then she got mad at him, and then they bought me ice cream.
So, you had a good trip.
Yeah, when I got home, I went to the movies with Mom and Cindy.
Looking in the fridge, Alan straightens up, suddenly banging his head.
You, Mom, and Cindy?
There you go.
She's gonna teach me to surf.
Of course she is. She's not gonna be happy until the whole damn family surfs. Why don't we give her Aunt Betty's number? Squeeze that fat ass into a wetsuit.
Charlie hands Jake a pizza box.
Here, Jake, take your pizza and go watch TV in your room.
That's a fat ass.
You've seen Aunt Betty. It's not swearing if it's true. Now go.
She gets all bent out of shape when Cindy's prancing around here with her butterfly butt sticking out. But all of a sudden, it's okay, because the butt is on the other foot.
Alan, chill out, buddy.
No, this is the worst kind of hypocrisy, and it will not stand.
Forgive me, Alan, but that self-righteous attitude is a big part of what drove Judith away in the first place.
What? Where did you get... Did she tell you that?
Hey, girlfriends tell each other everything. Don't look at me like that. Listen, if she really is gay, then there's nothing you can do about it. Except maybe try and figure out why a lesbian married you in the first place. But if she's just experimenting, and you act all loving and supportive, then maybe she comes back to the home team.
Alan frowns pensively.
Huh. Or maybe I could find it in my heart to actually be loving and supportive.
Well, sure, if you want to reinvent the wheel.
Later, Alan opens the front door to Judith.
I would have been more than happy to drive Jake to your house.
Oh, no problem. This worked out great. I've been surfing all day with Cindy, and we just had a bite to eat.
Isn't that nice? Listen, are you in a hurry? Because there's something I wanted to talk to you about.
No, I guess not. What's up?
I just wanted to let you know that I'm okay with this. More than okay. I understand, love, and respect you for your courage to explore things.
Thank you. I'm really starting to enjoy it.
And I support that.
Yeah, I've only done it on my knees so far, but Cindy says I'm almost ready to try it standing up.
You know what? I don't need to hear the details. The more important thing is that I accept you and Cindy as lovers, and more power to you, sister.
You pompous, assuming...
He freezes.
Uh-oh.
You think I'm sleeping with her?
No.
I just got out of a 12-year marriage, and you think I would jump into bed with someone I just met? Man or woman?
No.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
I am.
Two women become friends and you jump to the conclusion they're having sex. Where do you get that kind of sleazy thinking?
Alan's like a deer in headlights. He points at Charlie, who's out on the patio with Jake.
The jogger. The one on the left.
Real?
Good eye. With the sports bra, that could have gone either way. Of course, if they do go either way, they're usually fake.
Jake, honey, get your stuff. We're going home.
Okay, see you, Uncle Charlie.
See you, buddy. Hey, girlfriend.
Don't girlfriend me, you shallow piece of crap.
Uh-oh.
At the cinema, Jake slumps in his seat between Cindy and teary-eyed Judith.
Fake.
Judith glances at him, then back at the screen.
Real.
Jake.
Who does she think she's kidding with those things?
Jake, I swear if you don't stop it, I'm taking you home.
I understand.
Judith smiles and Jake beams to himself. ITFC audio description.